Shalom, everybody. There is an incredible Gemara in Maseches Shabbos, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, that is connected to the beginning of our parsha. The Gemara there tells us that there was a terrible tragedy, Rachmana Litzlan, and a nursing mother passed away with a little baby that needed to be nursed. And the widower did not have any money to pay someone to nurse the baby. And the Gemara says that a miracle happened, and the widower got the ability, the physical ability, to nurse the baby. It's simply incredible. And then the Gemara continues and says that Rav Yosef said that this man must have been extraordinarily special for a miracle like that to have occurred for him. That's Rav Yosef. But Abaye says the opposite. This person must have been very, very lowly for a miracle like this to happen, where nature was altered for him. That is the Gemara, but we have to ask the obvious question. I can understand Rav Yosef's opinion. Of course this man must have been on an incredibly high level if a miracle like that was performed for him. That's Rav Yosef. So how can Abaye say the opposite? The man was lowly? And is that true for everyone for whom miracles occur? Moshe Rabbeinu? Miriam? Yehoshua, Eliyahu, they were all lowly, chas v'shalom, of course not. So what's Abaye saying? A beautiful explanation to this Gemara, based on the beginning of our parsha, is given in the introduction to the Sefer Shalmei Nedarim. It's a Sefer written by Rav Alexander Sender ben Zerach Kaplan HaKohen. He died in 1884. Rav Alexander Sender was the chief rabbi of the city of Panovich in Lithuania. It's, of course, where the Panovich Yeshiva was founded, but the yeshiva was founded in 1908, and Rav Alexander Sender died in 1884. In any case, his Sefer Shalmei Nedarim is a tremendously valuable Sefer for people learning Maseches Nedarim, and it is there in the introduction where he thanks Hashem for being able to write the Sefer. And there, Rav Alexander Sender Kaplan discusses this Gemara, and he says the following. Abaye is not saying that the man is lowly. Rather, Abaye means that when a miracle is performed for someone, some of their zechuyos, some of their merits that they have accrued with Hashem, are diminished. They're lowered. The person is not low. His zechuyos get lower. And that is exactly what happens in the beginning of our parsha. When Yaakov is about to meet up with his brother Esav after 20 years of being apart, Yaakov has no idea if his brother still harbors hatred for Yaakov, if he still wants to murder Yaakov. And the Torah says that Yaakov was afraid of what might happen with Esav. The great Yosef, the Tzaddik Yosef, the great Yaakov who said, Im Lavan Garti, I kept all the mitzvos. That Yaakov was afraid? Why? And the Torah tells us why. The Torah says in Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Yud Aleph, that Yaakov says, Katonti mikol hachasadim umikol haemes asher asisa savdecha, etc. Yaakov said, according to the way Rav Alexander Sender Kaplan understands it, Yaakov said, I've become smaller from all of your kindness, Hashem. I've been paid a bit in this world. And who knows how many zechuyos I have left. It's an amazing, amazing midah. It's the midah of a tzaddik. Not to rest on their laurels and not to think they deserve things from Hashem. No, the opposite. They think katonti. They think the way Abaye explains the Gemara we quoted before. Perhaps, maybe, I've used up all my credit, so to speak, in Shamayim. And in fact, Rav Alexander Sender Kaplan says that this is the very idea. This idea explains something that we say in our tfilos. When someone gets saved from a life-threatening situation, they bench gomel. They thank Hashem for saving them, for bestowing kindness upon them. And what do they say? Shigmalani kol tov. It's an amazing, beautiful bracha. And we, when we hear this incredible bracha, we don't just say amen like every other bracha. What do we say? We say amen. And then we say, mi shigmalcha tov, he, Hashem, he who has bestowed goodness upon you, who yigmalcha kol tov seller, kol tuv seller. He, Hashem, should continue to bestow kol tuv, all the good, We respond to their bracha by saying that in Mirtz Hashem, this great thing that happened to them should not reduce their zechuyos. We daven that despite the fact that they or we get goodness in this world, we daven and we daven and we daven that goodness should not cause katonti. We should not have our zechuyos lowered or diminished. That is what Yaakov davened for, and that is what we daven for as well. Have an amazing day, everyone.